You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey there, B&B fans. It's Belinda from Soap Dirt, and I'm here with your early edition spoilers for the week of April 15th through 19th. I cannot wait to unpack these for you. Of course, there's a lot of Sheila Carter stuff and a lot of angsty couple action to unpack. I can't wait to tell you all about it, but please reach down and click subscribe if you haven't already. And as we always do with our early edition spoilers, real quick, we're going to run through what's happening the rest of this week on Bold to get you ready and give you some context for what's ahead. So Wednesday, April 10th, just be mindful that in Mountain and Pacific time zones, you may have a preemption. Right now, Bold is showing on the schedule and YNR is not, but that could change. So just be aware you might have a preemption. You may need to watch it on CBS.com or Paramount Plus or on demand on your cable or satellite provider. Okay, so on Wednesday midweek, we have Fenn responding to Deacon's call and going over to talk to him. Steffi's not too happy about it, but Fenn's like, let's just put it all behind us. And he goes over there and Deacon tells him about the 10 toes in the oven. And, you know, Deacon is simultaneously excited, wondering, you know, if it could be true, and also wondering if he even saw what he saw, because it was just so quick and then it's gone and the proof is gone and everything like that. Usually they take pictures of bodies, though. I don't, you know, Bold and Beautiful isn't going to follow actual police procedure, but they do photograph bodies, especially when there's any chance of foul play. So there should be pictures of those 10 toes, but you know, Bold isn't going to do real stuff. So Fenn thinks that Deacon's theory is crazy. And of course, Deacon has no proof, but he's so adamant that Fenn has to think about it. And that's going to cause big trouble later in the week. Thursday, April 11th, Deacon continues to be tormented. And he and Ridge have a nasty, nasty scene. I suspect Ridge is going to taunt Deacon about Sheila being dead and what's wrong with him to have ever been with a woman like that, and let him know that the LAPD exonerated Steffi, stuff like that. It's not going to be a very pleasant thing. These two have never liked each other. Plus, Luna, oh my gosh, exhaustively is talking again about finally coming clean to RJ Forster. I am to the point with this storyline where I didn't care much to start with, but I definitely don't care now because it's dragged on so much. She needs to, I don't know, leave town or just tell him, because I'm tired of it. I know a lot of you guys are tired of it too. I see it in the comments. All right, this week is going to end on Friday, April 12th, with Fenn going back after thinking about everything that Deacon says and telling Steffi what, you know, what Deacon is saying, what he's suggesting. And of course, she's not going to like this. And this scene should continue over into the following week. She's not going to like this at all. Just the very implication of it is just going to be shocking to her. Ridge has some harsh truths that he delivers to Deacon. I'm sure we're going to hear things like, nobody liked her, everybody's glad she's dead, I don't know where you ever got involved with her, you know, you need to be celebrating, not missing her. And Zenday talks to Carter and tells him that he has a crush on Luna. So Carter's a good person to talk about having relations with a Forester when they are with someone else, you know, kind of like he did with Quinn and Eric. So maybe he'll have some good advice. We'll see. That takes us to this next week, April 15th through 19th. And bear in mind, this is the week before May Sweeps kicks off. May Sweeps kicks off the following Thursday on April 25th. So this week here, which is next week, is going to be just a big buildup to Sweeps. And that's when I think we're going to see Sheila. You know, I already have seen some of the Sweep stuff, and I definitely think that's when we're going to see Sheila. So next week, Deacon is desperate for someone to believe him about this. And it looks like Fenn actually starts to consider that it might be true, because during Sweeps, there's going to be a bunch of Fenn Deacon stuff. So, you know, no one's going to like it, but he hopes that his biological mother really is alive. And he, based on everything Deacon has said, he's starting to believe it's possible This is going to irritate Steffi to no end. She and Ridge and others think that they should never have to hear Sheila's name again. And that's exactly the kind of thing that Steffi was saying this week to Fenn before Deacon called and asked him to come over. So she's not going to have a whole lot of patience for this. Steffi and Ridge are going to be furious at Fenn and Deacon for leading Fenn down that path. And I know Hope's not going to like the idea of Sheila surviving, but I think she's going to be a little more tolerant of them pursuing this. Like, I don't think Hope's going to think anything will come of it, but I think she's going to be supportive because it's her dad and because it'll rub Steffi the wrong way. RJ and Zenday are headed to a showdown because Zenday got the head gig at Hope for the Future. RJ, for some reason, based on his facial expression, I think he might have thought he was going to get it. You know, the glorified sketch artist. And by the way, Zenday screwed up Hope for the Future before. And that's why Thomas had to come in and bail him out. So I'm guessing this is one more reason Thomas is going to be back, is to save Hope's line. And Fenn is going to keep pushing Hope towards Liam. If you didn't see it, there was a bonus scene. They show it in Australia and you can usually see it on Paramount Plus. But it was just utter garbage, where Fenn is talking out of his butt about things he doesn't know. He's telling her that she should go back to Liam. And we all know that Fenn wants Hope with Liam so that Liam isn't interfering in his marriage. But he starts telling her about what a great guy he is and how he really understands her, and he really knows what she needs, and like he would really, you know, be this great part. He makes it sound like that Liam is a healthy choice for Hope. Those who've been watching a long time that are not, you know, Lope lovers that haven't drunk that Kool-Aid know that Liam is actually quite an unhealthy choice for her, because he's almost always had one foot halfway out the door because he can't ever make up his mind between women. And that's the whole premise, really, of what Hope was saying about how much she loves Thomas, and a big part of why she chose him is because he only wants her and he's always only wanted her, while, you know, Liam was fully entertaining Steffi this whole time. Because 35 seconds after he told Hope this is, you know, not working, he ran over there and he kissed her again. So yeah, I just think Fenn is being horrible and selfish where this is concerned, and it's none of his business. He doesn't know the history of their relationship. That's why I said he's talking out of his butt. He doesn't understand anything except that the fact that Liam is a problem for him. And if he can shove Liam back on Hope, that's better for his own marriage. And I think it's pretty, it comes off like he's being benevolent, but I actually think it's pretty crappy. All right, those are all of our early weekly spoilers. Check back later this week for a full roster of regular weekly spoilers, 2 week spoilers, predictions, all that good stuff. Please drop your comments. Definitely subscribe if you haven't already, and please come back soon. And as always, it's Belinda from Soap Dirt.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast, because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.